The U.S. and U.K. put together a good trade deal. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. The National Cattlemen Beef Association Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, is excited about the deal that has been reached between the U.S. and the U.K.
And quite frankly, we're delighted that the President, Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, and others are talking about the fact that this is a real centerpiece of this deal. I can't imagine a better way to say it than the way Secretary Rollins did during the press conference when she referred to U.S. beef as the crown jewel of American agriculture. We, frankly, couldn't have said it better ourselves.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins.
How important this deal is and what this means to American farmers and ranchers. Specific to the beef, this is going to exponentially increase our beef exports. And to be very clear, American beef is the safest, the best quality, and the crown jewel of American agriculture for the world. So I think a really important part of this deal isn't just the ethanol reducing of tariffs from 19 to 0, which for our row croppers is a huge deal, but also for beef. And as we move forward, I know our incredible trade team is looking at all of the meats, all of the produce, really all of our agriculture exports. And I don't know if there's an industry that has been treated more unfairly and has suffered more than our agriculture industry.
So going on today and through the remainder of this week, Secretary Rollins is traveling through the United Kingdom working on other trade deals as well. The Executive Director of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kent Baca, shared some of the details regarding this trade agreement.
Well, we're very excited to see that beef has been included in this agreement in principle between the United States and the United Kingdom. This is something that NCBA has been working on for many years, really trying to work with British government and with British stakeholders to help them understand how we raise cattle and the high quality standards that we use here.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.